It's Monday, August 5th, 2024, and this is The Gateway from St. Louis Public Radio News. I'm Rod Milam, in for Abby Larico. 10 years ago, Michael Brown Jr.'s death was a catalyst for change leading to global movements to hold police officers accountable and shakeups in the political arena.
I will never stop fighting and wanting justice for Mike Brown Jr. You know, whatever I have to do, you know, to bring his case back up or try to get his case back reopened, you know, and make that a priority, I will.
Michael Brown Sr. has been working overtime to get his son justice. More on that story coming up later in the Gateway podcast. Local Democratic Congresswoman Nikki Budzinski is throwing her support behind Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker to be her party's vice presidential nominee. During a visit to East St. Louis, the Springfield Democrat said on Friday that she's supporting Pritzker because he's delivered on his legislative agenda. Budzinski says improved financial ratings under Pritzker's watch, a massive infrastructure bill, and raising the minimum wage to $15 per hour proves he's an effective leader. Before running for office and working for the Biden administration, the congresswoman served as a senior advisor to the governor. Her endorsement comes as Pritzker is being vetted by Kamala Harris's campaign, alongside a handful of other governors and federal officials. New legislation that took effect last week makes it clear who can access the City of St. Louis Justice Center in downtown St. Louis and when. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman reports.
The first of the two bills applies to visits with attorneys. It includes language that allows them to bring cell phones or other electronic devices into the jail, mirroring a judge's order from April. The second measure extends similar guarantees of access to local elected officials, the Detention Facilities Oversight Board, and clergy members. Alderman Rasheen Aldridge of the 14th Ward says the bills make sure people can investigate conditions at the jail in a timely fashion.
Jail is not a place that should be a luxury. It also should not be a place that is inhumane. And I think this is another step that this Board of Aldermen can take to move forward to ensure that we have transparency.
A spokesman for the Corrections Commissioner says the jail will work within the bounds of the new laws. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.
St. Louis City Mayor Tashara Jones is calling on Missouri State Auditor to investigate St. Louis Public Schools. The city school district board voted to put its superintendent on leave of absence last week. That came amid transportation, hiring, and financial concerns at SLPS. The district's leader, Keisha Scarlett, moved to St. Louis from Seattle for a superintendent position last year. Jones called Scarlett's hiring decisions and the district's finances while calling for the audit. The mayor noted she has extremely limited authority over the school district, but says the city will also be requesting an audit from a contractor. She requested an additional review from the state. A nonprofit focused on providing JOHN training to East St. Louis youth will use $1 million from the federal government for an expansion. St. Louis Public Radio's Will Bauer reports the religious organization R3 Development is upgrading its workforce education center.
R3 Development has been serving East St. Louis since 2015. Their goal is connecting underserved youth in the Metro East with good-paying jobs and building up the local economy. Executive Director Dave Koontz says this will help provide access and opportunities to more young adults in a community that doesn't have it.
So for us, it's about how can we not necessarily go bigger, right? Big building, more students, but how can we grow but with an immense amount of quality?
The funding was secured in part by U.S. Representative Nikki Budzinski, a Democrat of Springfield. R3 leaders hope to complete the project in about 18 months. In East St. Louis, I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
Michael Brown Jr. was shot and killed by a white Ferguson police officer a decade ago this week. For his family, the anniversary is a reminder of what they lost. Michael Brown Sr. and his family have been working to transform their pain into purpose through the Michael Brown Sr. Chosen for Change organization. St. Louis Public Radio's Marissa Ann Lewis Thompson spoke with Brown about the organization, his son's legacy, and his long-standing call for justice.
How are you doing these days?
Well, working through the foundation, giving back, helping families heal best way I can. Basically helps me grab onto a little bit of healing myself. So I'm doing pretty good.
Michael, a big part of your life is the Michael Brown Sr. Chosen for Change organization. Mm-hmm. What is its goal and purpose?
Save lives, you know, to help reinvent these families, you know, from the trauma and the pain that they endured through losing their loved one.
Can you talk about what kind of work you're doing through this organization?
So I have a father's group. It's called Chosen Fathers. I have a mother's group. It's called Mothers of an Angel. And both of those entities are around healing and helping these families learn the new them. Sadly, they get put in a place where, you know, they don't even know who they are. So just trying to help them reinvent themselves. You know, I have a program called COPES, Children Overcoming Painful Experiences. That lies around children that suffer the same trauma. Sadly, a lot of us don't pay attention to children, you know, when they lose a loved one or a brother or a mother. And then they wonder why a child spiral out of control when they get a certain age because they didn't receive the help. So we offer those programs for children, you know, that need help.
Every year, you've made your way back to Canfield Drive to build a memorial in his honor. Why is it important for you to continue to do that work?
I continue to do the work because I don't want the people to forget. Sadly, when tragedy happens, a lot of people go on with their life. And the reality of this family and the reality of the community, what had happened that had affected this community, I feel like I have to put this on and have this going on to give back, to recognize what happened and then the public know that I will never forget this. And I will never forget them for standing up for my son.
What has been lost in your son's story and stories like your son as time goes by?
That he was loved, that he was a human, he was dehumanized. Just a big brother, a cousin, you know, just this humane part.
You and your family have been calling for accountability and justice for years now. Are you still hopeful that that will happen in any meaningful capacity?
Of course. I will never stop fighting and wanting justice for Mike Brown Jr. You know, whatever I have to do, you know, to bring his case back up or try to get his case back reopened, you know, and make that a priority, I will. You know, there's no statute on murder. So, you know, it depends on, you know, whoever's next to that wants to investigate. Hopefully they'll do a thorough investigation and not go over old records.
When you took me to your son's gravesite 5 years ago, you spoke to him and you said, quote, "You know your old dude still loves you, man. He ain't going nowhere. People forget. I don't forget. You're still here with me." How do you remember your son?
I remember my son smiling, you know, being silly, you know. Definitely was the people's choice, right? Before the hashtag, right? So just a fun guy, you know, loved his grandparents, you know, treated them like they was his girlfriends. Like, he just loved different, you know. But yeah, his character was just amazing.
That was Michael Brown Sr. speaking to St. Louis Public Radio's Marissa Ann Lewis Thompson ahead of the 10-year anniversary of Michael Brown's death. You can listen to St. Louis on the Air and hear the entire conversation. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio News, and the music for The Gateway was provided by Adult Fur. I'm Rod Milam. Have a good day.